New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Well, I mean, that was a fun Subway Series game, but there's even bigger news that is going down right now as the Knicks make a major, major move getting Mikal Bridges from the Nets. Oh, is that sweet. Now, there are many layers to this, and I'm still unsure of what the hell is going on as far as how the Knicks now are going to build this team around them. Forget the draft picks. Don't care about them. This was the move the Knicks were waiting for, a move like this for years. Bridges wanted to force his way. These are the reports according to Wojnarowski, who, you know, gets everything right. He apparently wanted to be a Knick. How could he not want to be a Knick? The Nova Knicks, baby. They're having fun. They're playing well. He was the missing piece. Coach Tibbs is going to have fun coaching him and coaching the rest of those Nova Knicks, as he's been doing since he's been here, building this thing. So we know he's a perfect fit. We know he's a 3-and-D guy. And he's more than just that. Like, Ananobi is a 3-and-D guy. Bridges can actually score. He can put the ball on the floor and score. So the Knicks get, I mean, look, they could play him at the two if they decide to keep Ananobi, but they're going to get a player here who is a difference maker. Think what we thought we were getting years ago with Donovan Mitchell. That's what Bridges can be here for the Knicks. And I mean, maybe not to that level, although I do think it could be like that eventually, but he doesn't have to be because they have Brunson as the superstar. Bridges is going to be that second legitimate scoring option. Then you could have Randall as a third scoring option. If they keep Ananobi, now you have two guys who could play excellent defense on the wing. So I just am unsure of if this means the end of Ananobi or if this means the Knicks are going to bring him back and then this is it. This is the team. I hope that that's the case. I hope they bring everything back outside of Hartenstein because it's not going to be, I don't think, financially possible to keep him or extend him to the deal that he wants. But this is the team that the Knicks have been looking to build here. So even with a Subway Series, which I'll get into in a second, but I got to get this Knicks news here, breaking news. As Judge hits the Grand Slam, I'm in the SNY newsroom. As Judge hits the Grand Slam, I'm trying to digest it and also understand that, well, the Mets will be fine anyway because the Yankees have nobody outside of Soto and Judge, and that's exactly what happened. So while Yankee fans in the newsroom were going nuts at the Grand Slam, I was trying to take it in, but also say, all right, they're going to be fine anyway. It's just annoying. But as that was happening, we're getting word of the Bridges trade, which I was like in disbelief that this is actually happening. So the biggest thing for me is going to be finding out what this means as far as Ananobi goes. And I know we'll probably find out maybe as we're talking here, more stuff is happening on Twitter and you find out the exact details. I would imagine that the Knicks are going to try to retain him and keep him with everybody else there. If not, I still think it's an upgrade over what they were, but it's still then not a complete championship team as of yet. Like, I'd rather Hartenstein walk, find a backup center who maybe could shoot, whatever. Honestly, just find a cheap backup center to go along with Mitch. And even if you had to, you play Randall at the five. If you bring back Ananobi, you could have him, Bridges, Josh Hart, and then Brunson, however they want to work it. DiVincenzo, the Knicks would be extremely deep with this addition, if it is in pairing with bringing Ananobi back. Again, I like it even if it means Ananobi leaves. I'd rather have Bridges than him, but it takes the Knicks to a legitimate championship level if it is in addition to bringing OG Ananobi back. This was the perfect fit. It is unbelievable the job that Leon Rose has done with the New York Knicks. Waiting, patience, discipline, smart moves. No bad contracts, good value guys, Randall, Brunson, drafting well, impact players, not afraid to make a big trade, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel quickly, making the pieces fit better, bringing in OG Ananobi, and now putting themselves in a position where they didn't go chase Donovan Mitchell. They didn't go chase Dame Lillard. Not that they weren't in on those guys or wouldn't have gotten those guys, but they didn't go over the top for those guys. Put themselves in a position to where the star, Mikal Bridges, wanted the Knicks. He forced his way here. He wanted us. Yes! Yes! This is perfect. This is a dream scenario. The Knicks are legitimate. Free agency hasn't even started yet. The Knicks are legitimate championship contenders if this is the final piece. Now, again, we'll see what happens with Anunoby. I'm assuming it means that the Knicks are factoring in keeping Anunoby and putting the finishing touches on what they believe to be a team that can be a legitimate championship contender. Now, for the Subway Series, much more on that tomorrow with BT. I can't wait. I was already texting him, all fired up. I must admit, my first text, however, went to Evan Roberts, the Net fan Evan Roberts, who said there's no way the Nets could ever trade Bridges to the Knicks. Guess what, pal? It happened. Oh, it is going to be a fun day on the Fan tomorrow. Anyway, Subway Series time. I want to start from the Yankees' perspective here because the Yankees are playing like crap. And, you know, I'm not trying to pick on Gleyber Torres or LeMahieu, but you watch the game, and if you didn't, I'll tell you, they stunk every which way possible. They shouldn't be. LeMahieu should not be in the big leagues. It's over for him. And Gleyber Torres should not be on a team that is trying to win a championship. We've said this for years. BT and I talk about it all the time. We've said this for years. Gleyber ain't it. He doesn't have the heart, the passion, the desire, and his skill's not even that good anymore. At least if he's hitting 35 home runs, you could live with it. Guy's hitting just over 200. He can't get in front of a ball, doesn't bend down for a ball. Every big spot, he's striking out. Enough of Gleyber Torres. But he's not the biggest issue. The issue is, as I say this as a broadcaster and also from a Mets fan perspective, like obviously I'm watching the game and growing up a Mets fan, I'm rooting for the Mets to win this Subway Series game. Once they get past Judge in that lineup, Volpe, Soto, Judge, I had all the confidence in the world the Mets are going to get out of it. So the first inning right out of the gate is so symbolic of where the Yankees are at right now. I'm yelling in the newsroom, first inning, don't throw Judge a strike. Don't. Peterson didn't. I mean, obviously he threw a couple of strikes there, but never gave in. Oh, he's got to come in. No, he doesn't have to. Walk him. Walk the bases loaded and go take your chances with the other guys. Verdugo was in a major funk. He's starting to come back down to earth. He's killing the Yankees. J.D. Davis. Gleyber, J.D. Davis. Come on. Are you surprised? So even after Judge hit the Grand Slam, and by the way, I have a major issue with the Mets pitching to him. I said it on the Fan this morning with BT. Even if the bases are loaded, do not throw Judge a strike. You've got to be out of your mind. What are you doing? I feel like the Mets, maybe Mets fans, whatever. Mets fans aren't the ones controlling this, but maybe the Mets aren't watching these games. What in the world makes you think you could throw Aaron Judge a fat pitch with the bases loaded? You're out of your mind. I don't care what the situation is. Walk him. You walk him there, you give up one run. Then you get the next guy out. You pitch to him there, you give up four runs. You can see it happening. If you watch the Yankees, you know Judge hammers everything in the strike zone. Don't roll the dice and think, oh, just put the ball in play. What's the worst that could happen? That is what the worst that could happen is. He's always going to make you pay. If you're, I don't care if it's the Mets, I don't care if it's the Orioles, I don't care who it is. If you, Toronto coming up, if you pitch to Aaron Judge with the way the Yankees are right now, different story if Stan's behind him, although even for me it wouldn't be. Different story if maybe Dominguez is there. Different story if Verdugo's going well. I still wouldn't pitch to him, but at least you can make a case. Right now, there is no case to be made. You cannot, under any circumstance, throw Aaron Judge a strike. Because if you do, it's the only way you could get beat. That's how bad the Yankees are going right now. It's a two-man show. Soto and Judge. As for the Mets' perspective, an incredible performance right out of the gate. Going at Gerrit Cole and hammering him. This Mets offense is legit. Brandon Nimmo, J.D. Martinez, Francisco Alvarez, you name it. I mean, how about Mark Vientos? I mean, I apologize to Grimace yesterday. Mark, I'm sorry. I didn't think you had it in you. I thought Vientos was a fringe major leaguer. Guess what? Mark Vientos, his bat's legit. Now, I'd like to see him do it for a full season, but how can you argue what he's done so far? This is not just some lucky rookie guy that's coming up to the majors and hitting a few fastballs. Mark Vientos has been a good hitter. He's been given his best opportunity so far. And he has proved himself. He's become a good major league hitter. And honestly, he's not even as bad at third base as I thought it would be. So a little shaky on the throws. And ultimately, you'd want better defensively. But Mark Vientos is earning his way in the big leagues right now. Even Jeff McNeil got a couple of hits. Harrison Bader going deep against his former team, hitting the ball hard. Peterson battling. The Mets bullpen figuring out a way to get through it even without Diaz. The Mets are playing much, much, much better baseball than anything we saw from this team in the early part of the season. I'm shocked that they were able to turn it around, period. I'm even more shocked that they were able to turn it around this quickly. And now they're within one game of 500. How sweet would it be to sweep the Yankees and get back to 500 and then take off from there and go chase down the Braves for the top wild card spot? Sounds nuts? I don't think it is at this point. I think it's realistic. Two teams coming into the series, going in different directions, that stayed true to form in game one. It'll be a big, big game tomorrow for the Yankees. They need Heal to bounce back, and they need to make sure they avoid further embarrassment and getting swept by the Mets. All right, that does it for us on this edition of the WFAN Daily. Bridges is a Nick! Mets beat the Yankees. Mets are up. Yankees are down. Bridges is a Nick. I can't believe it. Stay tuned tomorrow, 10 a.m., and really all day long on The Fan, a major sports day coming your way. We'll see you then.